95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog, Riggs and Guy, Morning Hog Happy Hour, and the Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, S.R. Perot, right in your headquarters with that guy, Rusty Wallace. What a treat to have Rusty with us today. And we're sampling some St. Paddy's Day flavors as we get ready for Wednesday's party.
And we definitely want to mention that you are you're in town right now because you've got bikes that people can buy, and you got them on display.
Yeah, we started a company about almost a year ago right now. It's called Southern Country Customs, and Brian Wade, sitting right next to me, is our majority owner. My son Steven, at the very end, he's the master builder. He builds all the bikes, and I'm involved in it too. We took our old race car shop and shut it down and turned it into a motorcycle shop. So we're building high-end baggers, and we brought 14 of them down here. And we've sold many bikes so far, and people are loving our products, so we're loving it. We're set up over to Broken Spoke,
right?
And, man, we're just having a hell of a time. It's going good.
Right. You got any favorite hangouts when you come here, either when you were driving or now? You got any favorite places that you have to go, the must stops?
Well, I golf a lot.
Yeah.
And my buddy Craig, Craig Rivard over there, he's with S.R. Perot. And every time I come in town, Craig and I get together, we go over to the Oceanside Country Club, and we sit there and we golf. And we drink, and we have a great lunch, and we just have fun, and it's a good time. So that's probably one of my favorite to-go places. But I like most of the restaurants up here in Norman Beach, you know. Mm-hmm. I go to this little place called Roseville over there, and to the Kona Grill. I go to the Orman Garage across the street.
Sure.
I kind of hang there. I kind of like that part of town. Yeah. You know, I hang around up there a lot.
Now, do you get recognized a lot, or do they make people mainly leave you alone?
No, I get recognized everywhere I go, but they live there. They're all good, you know. It's all cool. I tell everybody that, man, the day they quit recognizing you and talking about you, the day you done something wrong.
Yeah, that's right. when you are the Miller, with the face of Miller Lite for all that time, you don't bring anything but happiness to people. You know,
that's all. I try. It's been 20 years, you know, over 20 years I was with Miller in the brewery.
I got a good story about recognizing him. We were eating in town in North Carolina at a Mexican restaurant. Okay. We sat down and we ordered some tacos. This guy comes flying around the corner with a Rusty Wallace diecast car, just out of nowhere. So just autograph. So
just carries it around in his pocket.
That sums it up, you know.
Right. If at any time Rusty shows up, years that guy's been waiting, right?
Yeah. Just in his pocket.
I knew it would happen one day.
Cargo shorts just ripped open from constantly carrying that car.
That's great.
And of course, you guys get to, some of the beauty of S.R. Perot is, the relationship with a guy like Rusty is that the product, the product sells anyway, but you got an ambassador like that, it must make things easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been really cool getting to have relationships with these NASCAR drivers through our connections with Miller Lite and Rusty Wallace and getting to have these appearances. You know, this weekend with Bike Week, we've got the Miller Lite team out, so we got the Miller Lite girls over there at the Broken Spoke as well. And it just makes everything so much more fun. I mean, it's networking and making bringing more fun to everyone.
And I tell you, we want to thank you, too. I mean, I've been with Miller for a long time, as you well know, and I've worked with a lot of distributors around the country. And this is by far my favorite distributorship to work with. And it's just people like you and Craig that make it so awesome. And Gary, Connor, Michelle, we have a great time with it, really do. But and it wouldn't be possible to be set up at the Broken Spoke without you guys either. I mean, you're the one who brought this idea up to us with Craig and Brian and everybody. And my gosh, it's been a home run. We've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it just I want to say a big thank you to you guys as well. We couldn't have hoped for the turnout that we hoped it would be a good turnout, but I mean, it's just exceeded our expectations. Even guys that aren't buying bikes, they're buying hats and T-shirts and supporting us and coming out and hanging with us and having a beer. And so, Craig Rivard, thank you so much. And S.R. Perot, man, it's just been an exciting hookup. And, you know, like Rusty was saying, we just turned a year old 2 days ago. March 8th was our year anniversary. And thank you.
Thank
you so much.
That's success right there.
And
success.
It's, you know... It's a team effort, and we couldn't be there today without the help of you guys. But man, it's just been a cool experience because we get to kind of hang out with these customers and drink some Miller Lite with them, and really spend some time talking about the bikes that Steve builds. And we even brought our paint. We let one guy paint all our motorcycles, so we even brought him with us because it just another standout piece of our bikes. And just we got a cool team effort going, and just a great group of guys that are coming all together to build these bikes. I mean, Rusty and Steve's brother-in-law, Rusty's son-in-law, Colby Bankston, big shout out to him too. He builds all our headers, so we do all our in-house exhaust.
Wow.
So that's part of it, man. We crank up one of our bikes and we could have nobody at our booth. We crank up one of our bikes, all of a sudden we got 30 people over there that want to hear why do our bikes sound different? And it's because of just the superior craftsmanship that goes into building our bikes. If you follow us on Instagram with Southern Country Customs, our first hashtag that we always put out there is NASCAR DNA, right? So that same fierce competitive kind of drive that these guys bring from the NASCAR world to build these bikes, the same intensity that we put into, and just the concern for making a bike perfect. And the quality shows up. So especially in one way to show that is firing those bad boys up and letting them suckers ring, you know.
And if people are hearing this today, they got the whole weekend to come out to Broken Spoke and see you, not only see the bikes that you got on display there, but if they want to get something built and you guys got it, you're going to make it for them.
Oh, we take orders.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can take orders. Yeah.
Build me a bike.
That's right.
No, that's not what you meant?
He likes it. He likes it pink with a lot of fringe.
That's right.
Yeah, if you can get that.
We haven't done that yet, so yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We've got to mention too, St. Paddy's Day Wednesday. We are going to go out.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to meet up with you at McKay's on Beach Street.
Yes.
Have a little brew review, meet and greet. We're not going to be – the cameras might be there. We're not going to tape anything because that would be FCC not friendly. But we're going to be out there. So if anyone wants to come out and enjoy some of the great beers that you gave us today and anything else McKay's got.
Come meet the Brew Review crew.
That's right. We'll be there shortly after we get off the air Wednesday.
Sounds
good. Fast as we can drive over there at legal speed limit, Rusty. Legal.
Thank you guys so much for joining us and explaining what you guys do.
Had a great time tasting the beers, and actually they're all good.
Yeah.
I mean, I could pick out one that maybe I think is better than all of them.
Yeah.
But I think these are all great. They really are. And thanks for having us on. And if you get some time, come on out to Broken Spoke and hang out with us.
Just mention one more thing, man. Major beard envy. I just shaved mine off, but that's
oh
that's
yeah,
a good one, bro. It's a good one.
Thank you. Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers.